news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson, and we want to begin by telling you about an exciting opportunity that's available for the summer. The National FFA is seeking applications from qualified individuals interested in a two-month internship of government relations at the National FFA Center in Indianapolis. Now, the position is going to get started in mid-June and end around mid-August. The position will provide support for state FFA officer summits by coordinating and scheduling legislative visits for state officers, in addition to curating and organizing materials and also assembling information packets for each of the legislative visits. The internship may even provide the opportunity for on-site support during the state FFA officer summit, which would include travel to Washington, D.C. For more information about the position, just go online to nationalffaorganization.app1.com. That's app1.com. Also, the 5th Annual FFA Tee is now available. The 2019-2020 t-shirt features the theme, "I Believe in the Future of Agriculture," on the front and the FFA emblem across the back. You can get yours now online at shopffa.org and, of course, wear it with pride. So let's get started today by heading to New York. That's where the FFA School Fair at NAC High School in Ellenburg Depot is teaching students about agriculture. NBC 5 News has the story.
From cows, horses, to even some goats, a farm came to life at NAC High School.
I get to spend time with animals that I love.
Cows preparing to strut their stuff at the fair, getting young kids moved into the agriculture lifestyle.
It's very important to get these young people involved and to hopefully carry on the traditions of agriculture because it's very important to the whole world.
But it's not just about dairy farmers. These kids are learning about all types of impactful subjects, like plants and food science.
We do a lot of different things, and there's just so many vast areas of agriculture the kids can get involved in.
Even with the community fairs and family traditions, things haven't been going so well for the farming industry.
Agriculture right now is in pretty much a state of emergency.
More specifically, dairy farmers.
My husband and I actually had to retire from it this November because of the decline, and I just see it going in a very bad way right now.
With milk and beef prices being on the lower side of what these Clinton County farmers are used to, students want to spread awareness about the issue.
We have to really promote agriculture and the farming and how, like, we need farming in our life in order to survive, because farming is the backbone of this country.
The message? No farms, no food. In Ellenburg Depot, Josh Mitchell, NBC 5 News.
And now to LaGrange, Georgia. That's where LaGrange TV caught up with students from Troup County High School's FFA and Danielle Clark, a park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, about the many projects they've been doing together at the local West Point Lake.
I'm now here with the vice president and president of the Troup High FFA. And here's Nolan, he's the president, and Miss Sarah Beth, he's the vice president. So, Nolan, how long have you been the president for Troop the FFA?
My first year being president.
Okay, so have you had anything exciting happen to you out here today?
Well, today's been pretty exciting. We built 48 fishing tractors earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple owl boxes, saw owl last year. Had a couple flying squirrels last year. And
mm-hmm. Cool.
It's a fun day to come out.
What about you, Sarah Beth? How many years have you been coming out here?
This is my second time coming out here. I've come out here the past 2 years as an officer. And last year we did have some flying squirrels jump on people, so that was fun. Today we really just had some nests in our bluebird boxes.
So. Cool. So you're a junior, correct? So you have one more year to come out here to help us.
Yes, ma'am.
So hopefully next year will be fun as well.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you guys think about volunteering out here? Do you think that's something important for students going into college? I know y'all are going to be going to college pretty soon.
I definitely think that it's important to volunteer in the community and even something like this, because a lot of people haven't ever been out here to do anything like replace a bluebird box or anything like this. So I do think that it's really important just as a new experience for everyone.
And it's also just a great day to be out here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a nice day, you know, rather than sitting in class all day, you guys get to help us. So Yeah, I mean, is there anything, I know this is technically our land, this is public land, so, you know, we really appreciate all the help you guys provide us with, and, you know, we definitely look at it as a stewardship, you know, we want to, you know, encourage people to pick up after themselves and just take pride in the area, so I think that you guys definitely help with that, you know, do you try to bring that back to school with you?
We try and bring most of the things we learn out here and try and pass them along in the classroom with other students just to kind of help prepare them for in case they come out here in the next couple of years or preparing them for college. It's a good experience, learning experience.
Yeah, it's also a way, you know, if students were interested in going into natural resources, it's a good way. You know, if they're interested, you know, and they like it out here, you know, maybe they'll keep coming back to volunteer, you know, never know. So we really appreciate you guys being out here today, and hopefully we have some late, just a little bit, we'll be checking owl boxes, so maybe we'll find something cool in one of the boxes. So
hopefully.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Well, it sounds like a fun partnership between the FFA and the USACE there in the Peach State. Well, stay tuned. There is a lot more straight ahead right here on Rural Radio 147 Sirius XM. Welcome back to the show this week, and now we head to North Carolina. That's where students from high schools across Union County, just outside of Charlotte, share their thoughts on the importance of agriculture, not only on a large scale, but to them personally.
What really stuck out to me about agriculture and got me really involved is my parents, my dad's parents lived on a sheep farm in New Zealand. I'm originally from New Zealand, so I've been brought up working on that ever since I was young. And when we moved over here and my sister got in high school, she joined the FFA. And just seeing her go through that process with the FFA and how much it becomes a family here at Cuthbertson, it really stuck out to me about how much I wanted to join the FFA and what it meant to me.
FFA is an extremely important part of high school. I think everybody should get a chance to at least dip their fingers or dip their toes in the water of agriculture. If we did not have an agriculture program at our high school, for all I know, I would have absolutely not found about plants, not found out about animals. Maybe my whole life would have changed. But through finding out about FFA and agriculture, I think that there's a chance that I can make a difference in this world.
So with the welding, I hope to take that further in my life as a career. I hope to get certified in welding and be able to weld on the pipelines.
So I didn't grow up in agriculture, but when I was about 7 years old, I discovered horseback riding, and that's what really got me into agriculture and really into horses and animal science. And then when I was about 10 years old, I got into horse judging, all about animal science, and that became a really big part of my life. Coming into ninth grade, I joined the FFA and I went into nationals in 10th grade. I competed at the FFA nationals for horse judging and we won 12th place in nationals, and that was a really big step for us.
Even though I do have a major interest in horticulture, I also took the animal science class, which I really found very interesting, all the different parts of the animals. And when I get older, I actually want a few cows. And I've made it my goal. When my great-grandpa, he had a cow. It was a yellow golden cow, and her name was Maybelle, and they would go out there and milk her all the time. So I want a golden cow, and I want to name her Maybelle.
One thing that I really enjoy here is like the difference in all the classes you can take that in Portugal. Like, I didn't have like really much of a choice. I had like a path, and that's what I had to stuck in. And here, yeah, like, I'm really lucky. I can take ag classes. It opened my mind a little bit. Is a different thing.
So growing up, my dad does row crop production, and as riding in the tractors with him or the combines, I've really been interested in just seeing how something so tiny can be turned into something so big, even taller than me, which is not hard because I'm like 5'3", but the corn gets so tall, and it's just so pretty when you look out there and you see the wheat when you're sitting in a stand and you just see it blow by, and it's just amazing. And that's why I take horticulture classes, is because just the whole process of something not living, like a plant necessarily with organs, it's still just growing and turning to something really beautiful.
Through FFA, I've been able to obtain a lot more skill sets that I wouldn't have outside of FFA. I've been able to learn parliamentary procedure and learn how to run business meetings, and that's important once you get past high school to know how to run business meetings and how things are supposed to be run. I've also learned really great leadership skills. I've been able to learned how to step up and be that one person that's going to be the leader. I've also learned that outside of school, as a consumer, you need to learn the importance of where your food comes from and the importance of those producers that are giving you the products that you use every day.
Don't go anywhere. We'll hear from an advisor who's finally calling it quits after more than three decades of leadership. Learn his keys to success next on FFA Today. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And finally today, we make a stop in Illinois. That's where John Cabot has been an ag teacher and FFA sponsor at Mount Vernon Township High School for 34 years. Now, recently, Mr. Cabot has decided to retire, and the Area Career Center Director, Kara Andrews, sat down with him to reflect on his career, the FFA, and, of course, his time at Mount Vernon.
In honor of Mr. Cabot's 34 years here at Mount Vernon Township High School, we're sitting down today and asking him a few questions.
Okay.
How many years have you been teaching agriculture?
34 years at Mount Vernon High School. That's after I came from student teaching over at Pingaville High School, and after SAU Carbondale and Red Lake College, and when I started, I guess, at high school at Waltonville.
And have you always led the FFA as well?
Yeah, the FFA's been part of the integral part of the ag program, so I've been doing that with the FFA with the agriculture, so the kids would learn in a class agriculture, then I would compete with other schools and see what they learned in the FFA.
Fantastic. How did you decide to become an ag teacher in the beginning?
Well, I guess it's a long story. I think I wanted to serve people. It goes back to, I guess, first grade, I got to serve mass and see Jesus on a cross. Or I wanted to maybe do something with church, and I thought, well, later on I might maybe want to be a teacher, then I want to be a farmer. And then finally it went on to my sophomore year at Renlay College, and I was the last one to leave the diesel lab, and Doug Gleek made a comment. He said, you know, what are you going to do with your life? I said, I'm going to animal science, get my degree at SIU. He said, well, you need to be an ag teacher. And Doug never said anything serious, a great guy. And so when I walked out of that room, he said, you know, you're halfway smart, you like people, you're good with people, you need to be a teacher. And you can, you know, I said, I walked out shaking. I said, and I got to my car and I was still shaking. And I just knew God talked to me through Doug Leak. And it's like I couldn't drive across Rim Lake to Cesar, to Sheller, to go back home, because I was shaking. It was just a God moment, I guess. But at that point, I told Mom and Dad, I said, you're a teacher. Dad, you're a farmer. I'll be an ag teacher. So that's kind of why it came about, that sophomore year at Renlay College.
Fantastic. So are you happy that that's the direction that your life took?
I couldn't have done any better. I mean, I've been able to travel a lot with the ag teachers, be an officer with them. Had a week in the summer I could go with my family different places. But more than that, I've been able to help so many people in the ag department and, you know, other people in the high school, teach about agriculture and get people to stay in the ag industry. I would also say that being an ag teacher, you're able to be in the community and do like 40-some community service activities. If you become an ag teacher, you can become one of the most respected people in your community if you do what you're supposed to do.
What percentage of students here at Mount Vernon High take ag classes?
Well, we're up to somewhere usually between 220 and 290, which if there's, you know, 1,200 kids or 1,400, somewhere in there, we're in around 15% or so. And that's pretty good because the state as a whole only gets 5% of the kids in ag programs. And the problem with that is we don't have enough ag teachers. We don't have enough ag teachers to go around our 700 schools, so we only have about half those schools teaching ag. And then another problem is a lot of kids don't live on a farm, and other kids don't think I can be an ag because I don't live on a farm. That's a falsehood, you know. In Illinois, in Mount Vernon, and in the United States, about 8 out of 100 kids live on a farm. 92 do not.
So would you say the majority of your kids do not come from a farm background?
No, I'd say 20 to 25 live on a farm. Another 45%, so maybe 90 or so to 100 live in the rural areas. And then you've got about 90 to 100 that live in town.
Would you encourage all students to be an FFA?
Well, I just think the FFA allows, if the ag teacher's doing a good job with it, staying after school until 5 or 6 every night, and you're working with those kids, they're getting ready for competitions, they're becoming like a gifted program, getting smarter all the time. And my kids went to Little Waltonville FFA, and they got to have an interview in front of people. Like one of them got like 11 or 12 times, one got 15, and one got like 19 times in interviewing with their record book, record-keeping skills, with their public speaking, department's procedures. So, I mean, you go out of high school with a lot of skills if you get that FFA experience, after-school experience, and before school.
So you came to Mount Vernon High 34 years ago.
Yeah.
What made you stay?
Well, I was going to leave a couple of times. I've been offered like 3 or 4 times at Renlake and 3 or 4 times at Nashville High School. Those are kind of my dream places to be. And my dad put me in the order. He said, you know, everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And we get over there and it's dead and burn up like this side of the fence. So just make your grass green around you. And I've always taken that to heart. So I just said, hey, I need to stay here. And I thought, well, if I keep all my experiences in one place, it'll be real, real rewarding to keep them all in one place and see what happens.
Would you encourage other people to go into ag ed?
Ag ed, all of ag is 300 careers. Ag ed is just one of those 300. But, I could take that ag ed degree and teach and make the most impact of students in the future, or I could go be a banker and do that, or be an insurance. So that degree in ag education, which mine was 2 years at Renlake, 2 years at SIU Carbondale, and that can help you get almost any job you want. So yeah, I would encourage it, and we definitely need ag teachers. And about, if you get done with that 4-year degree, about half of them teach and half of them go into industry with seed, feed, fertilizer, chemical, banking, insurance. They jump in other places if they can't handle the students and put up with any discipline or whatever.
Something you're known for here is your many, many, many activities, weekends, nights. Yeah. I don't think there's hardly a weekend or a night that goes by that there isn't some type of activity. Tell me about a little bit about those and how you get your kids to show up to all of those.
Well, practicing is always the hardest, getting kids to come in, but just like basketball practice or practicing for the play or music or art, you got to get them to come in. And so you say, we need to practice 3 out of 5 days. And so they come in until 4:30 or 5. But we do go a lot of different activities. We always say 280 activities in 180 days. So we got 2 up to 5 activities in 1 day. And then a lot of it goes on during the summer too. But it's taken a lot of time from family, but my family's been invited. Many times they've gone with me when they were little kids, but they've participated too. So you got to balance the family and the FFA kids or just any student. And it's just been tough going all the time.
In all of these 34 years, what's some of your proudest accomplishments?
Well, I'd say first of all with the students would be number one. I mean, I had some kids that were very, very abused, and they took an FFA and they'd come after school and work with me, and it took 2 or 3 years and they developed into, I can't mention names, but really good jobs they have right now. They're 30, 40 years old and they're doing really well and making a lot more money than I do teaching. And they're doing, those are my highlights, seeing kids learn something in a mechanic shop or an animal science, plant science, ag business, and just seeing them really do well. I'd say the kids would be the most. I mean, we were able to get a new National Face Center, which we got the middle brick in there because we put so much money in Indianapolis when they moved from George Washington's home place, our patron saint, George Washington FFA. They moved from Mount Vernon, Virginia, and Alexandria to Indianapolis. So we had a big part in that in 91 and 92. And then I was president of the ag teachers in 97 and 98. I and Bill Kittinger at El Dorado and Stan Teffer at Lanark at Eastland High School said we need a new FFA center. So we toured all these places in Central Illinois and got $1.4 million, and it took 5 years to get donations to pay for it, but it was a big chance. And the last one probably be when Dr. Smith, our superintendent, called me into office and said, you want a greenhouse, the new high school. And I said, well, what do we got to do? He said, raise $50,000. And then after about 6 months, he saw we got to $50,000, won $75,000. And then he found a donor with Community First Bank, and they donated $75,000. So we ended up getting 168 people to donate $178,000. And that money was a big portion of that greenhouse, which will be there for many years to come.
And what did we name that greenhouse?
Well, Community First Bank decided to name it after me, I guess.
And it's a pretty fantastic greenhouse. Everyone sees you every morning, up and down the hallways. You make your rounds. There's never a day that you don't have a smile on your face and you're excited to be here. How do you manage to show up every day with that type of attitude and outlook?
Well, I relate everything to God and faith. You know, God wants us to be on this earth not to complain, but to be happy. So, I mean, my goal is, wake up in the morning. That's the hardest part. Get on your feet on the ground and start walking to the bathroom and throw water in your face And I say, thank God I'm the 4% that were dropped in the United States of America. I could have been in any other country with no food, with a very a warlike situation. And I get to be in the United States. And I think all day, that first half an hour, hey, I'm living in the USA and I can do anything I want to do. And we can feel sorry for ourselves, but we have to thank God that we're here. And we got to think, well, 10 to 20% of my day is going to be my trial for today, but most of the day is going to go pretty good. And I just want to see the young people smile. If I can give it one smile, that's worth my day. And a lot of them aren't in my class. I go around saying hi and shaking hands, and that means everything to me. That's more than teaching to me, if I can just do that, you know. But just having a good faith in God and saying, we're not here very long. We got to do it right today. Today's our last day here on earth.
So what do you think has helped you be the fantastic ag teacher that you've been?
Yes. Well, family. My mom and dad doing all the work at home. We got the hog operation, the cattle operation. We got the, 750 acres of ground. They do a lot at home. My wife and three kids, they've done a lot. Now they're gone. But my wife's always supported me in that she'll help me make lunch. She'll be there in the evening. She does get mad at me being gone. So that's been a part of it. The IEVAT, the Ag Teacher Association, training us every summer and during the three or four times during the year, always trying to keep updated with the 300 ag careers, what we could teach differently. I just like a challenge every day. So I try to teach better every time. Every year I said, I've got to do this different because I think I messed up last year and they didn't learn it very well. So I'm always challenging myself to be better than the year before. And sometimes it doesn't work, but at least, trying to do something a little bit different. What else could I say? I mean, I'm just motivated to do my best every day. I mean, I want to be my best. I want to be the best teacher that I can today. And even on my bad days, they always say, on your worst day, you're still the best hope for that kid. So even on a bad day, and I used to get real angry once in a while, and I heard a speaker say, anger is like a wet diaper. You're the only one that feels it. So when I get mad, I said, I got a wet diaper on, I need to get rid of that and settle down a little bit. So when I get upset, because they're not cleaning up or doing what they need to do, just throw away that wet diaper.
What would you like to say to the students that you won't maybe get to talk to next year? What parting words do you want to leave?
I just always be kind to people. Love your enemies, because there should, if you're somebody you don't like, you got to love them. Look for Jesus everywhere. Jesus in the least of my people. I mean, I just want to say that I'm there for them, and I'm always there to help them. And that's what I want to leave in parting words instead, and always try to do your best, because there's no need not to do best if you live here in the USA. I believe in as an ag teacher, but I know my daughter's a first-year ag teacher at Hamilton County. I've got one of my good students going to be a first-year teacher at Odin High School. A good friend of mine, good friend of my daughter's, and maybe someday will get married, is new ag teacher at Cesar. So I can still farm and leave by 12:30 and still help them out and still help out on the farm when my mom and dad can't do it anymore, because they've done it all the way to 80. So now it's my time to pick up at home to keep the farm going, because I won't get rid of the animals. But they'll always be there. There'll be a lot of them too. So kind of make sure they have a better life too. So that's kind of the story I like to say.
All right. Well, it's been an honor to work with you, alongside you. It's been fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, a big congratulations to Mr. Cabot, and of course, we wish him all the best as he begins his hard-earned retirement. Well, that'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program, or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. Shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org, or you could give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-776-6147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.